WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There's some good news for tens of thousands of student loan borrowers. Details from CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
About 150,000 Americans who took out student loans on the order of $12,000 or less and have been paying it off for more than 10 years would see the lingering debt simply forgiven. This gets added to hundreds of thousands of other Americans who have already experienced student loan forgiveness because they qualified in other ways.
We've learned that President Biden is considering using powers granted to presidents under a law passed in 1952 to limit immigration. CBS's Bo Erickson reports from the White House.
President Biden could announce limits on the asylum process, representing a sharp policy change for the president, as Mr. Biden campaigned on restoring the process. Sources tell CBS News these asylum limits are still being debated at the White House. However, if these asylum changes are enacted, these restrictions would likely face operational and legal challenges.
The president could sign the executive order in the next 2 weeks. Most of the country's estimated 8.5 million diabetics rely on insulin to survive. Although recent changes cap the cost at $35 a month, many diabetics don't qualify, says CBS's Roxana Saberi. She spoke with Tara Gray, whose daughter is dependent on insulin.
I think I just sat there like, not medically necessary. This is her heir.
But families on the Facebook group that she runs for diabetes patients gave her a tip. She could download a coupon to lower the monthly price from $600 to $99.
My worry for the future of coupons would be that they go away.
A senior Boeing executive is leaving the company after a hole was blown in the side of one of its 737 MAX jets mid-flight last month. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This is the first time we've seen Boeing shuffle its leadership team since the incident, and the first executive to be departing Boeing in the wake of it.
Civil rights lawyer Ben Crump has presented two new witnesses in the investigation of the murder of civil rights leader Malcolm X 59 years ago.
They have been fighting to get to the truth, to finally hold NYPD and the federal agencies responsible for a conspiracy to assassinate their father, Malcolm X.
Crump says the two men were part of Malcolm X's security detail, and their arrests cleared the way for him to be shot and killed in New York City. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Woody is back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers making it official today. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff signs a 2-year deal with a 3rd-year option to return to the crew. He had surgery on his shoulder last October and was asked, how's he doing so far?
I'm just a little bit over 4 months in. I started a throwing program last week, and that's been going good. It's a slow and steady progression, but as of right now, I feel good. I feel completely normal. Now it's just all about getting my shoulder back used to, you know, the stresses that we do day in and day out. But as of right now, I'm doing great, just following protocol, and, you know, look forward to getting out to Maryvale and getting with the staff and continuing that buildup. So, but as far as 4 months in, man, I'm doing good.
No timetable yet if he could return this year. The Brewers also officially signing catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year contract. College basketball, Marquette at home tonight. They take on the DePaul Blue Demons. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of stars and cloudiness across the area during the overnight. Light winds and lows near the 30-degree mark. Sunshine expected to return Thursday. Highs near 50. Colder Friday, mostly sunny, and will reach the lower 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Birkin Biter. Join us noon to 3.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
And the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Elizabeth Warren is quite upset. You probably heard about this. In fact, NPR did an amazing fluff piece this morning on this merger between Capital One and Discover Financial, two major credit card issuers that have their own cards, and they want to merge and then give MasterCard and Visa run for their money. Senator Elizabeth Warren is out saying this will lead to higher credit card fees and higher costs for cardholders because it's just reducing the amount of competition in the marketplace. This, ever since 1983, when Ronald Reagan ordered the Department of Justice, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission to stop enforcing our antitrust laws, the first president to actually start enforcing our antitrust laws was Joe Biden. He's going after Google right now. He's going after several of the big internet companies. And now this is a $35 billion takeover. The acquisition, Elizabeth Warren says, the quote, threatens our financial stability, reduces competition, and would increase fees and credit costs for American families. The Wall Street deal is dangerous and will harm working people. Regulators must block it immediately. But this is what's going on. In fact, the guy on NPR this morning was going on about how, well, you know, they'll get more efficient, right? You don't need two accounting departments. You don't need two sales departments. You don't need two advertising departments. You can consolidate it all into one. So, okay, we get these two giant companies. They merge. They lay off 10, 20, 30,000 employees. Isn't that wonderful for the economy? And now, you know, they have no incentive to lower costs and things like that because they don't have any serious competition other than MasterCard and Visa, which are already functionally a monopoly. So now we have a triopoly here. And this is just not a good thing. I am hopeful that the Biden administration will respond to this. Also, our geeky science for the day, AccuWeather, is concerned, shall we say, sounding alarm bells is the actual phrase they used. With the Atlantic, this is from AccuWeather. This is from their news site. It's an article by Brian Latta. He's the meteorologist and staff writer for AccuWeather. He says, the Atlantic hurricane season does not officially start until June, but there are already serious and growing concerns about the impending season. There are two key factors. One, we are still in El Nino, which means more moisture in the air, right? But we probably, in the middle of the summer, will transition to a La Nina, which is the drier stuff on the West Coast here, but it typically leads to more tropical storms and hurricanes in the Atlantic due to reduced wind shear or disruptive high winds in the atmosphere. So get ready for kind of the worst of all worlds, I guess, is what they're predicting this year. Quoting from, this is AccuWeather long-range expert Paul Pastelak. He said, the second half of the hurricane season is likely to be very active as conditions are more favorable for tropical systems. He notes that there is a risk for a system to develop before the official start of the hurricane season on June 1st. 7 of the last 10 years, in fact, we've had a hurricane come before the official start of the hurricane season, June 1st. And that's because warm water is fuel for hurricanes. And at the end of January, the water temperatures in the region, the MDR, the main development region, where hurricanes start, were a staggering 65% higher than the next closest year. This is extraordinarily dangerous. He said, Pastor Locke said, we expect the Gulf Coast, especially the Texas coast, will be at a higher risk for direct impacts from a tropical storm this year. But will Greg Abbott do anything about fossil fuels? No, of course not. The fossil fuel industry owns him. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris campaign has put out a notice of Project 2025 Team Trump plotting to rip away Americans' health care. And they point out this new report in Politico. We just had a record 21.3 million people sign up for the Affordable Care Act. But Republicans in half a dozen states have a request for a second Trump administration require low-income adults to work for free government health care. In places like Idaho, Missouri, and South Dakota, Republican officials are laying the groundwork. The Trump administration authorized 13 states to tie work requirements to Medicaid. The Supreme Court added, gone along with this. So grim stuff. Meanwhile, House Republicans are taking a two-week vacation as they put Putin ahead of Ukraine or the United States. I just don't get how Moscow Mike survives this. I mean, what am I missing? This guy adjourns Congress so that nobody can run a discharge petition through Congress to get aid to Ukraine. He adjourns. He says nobody can do anything. How does he survive this? This is such a naked, bowing down and kissing Putin's shoes. How is it not so clear to everybody in the United States that Moscow Mike is doing what Putin wants, and he's doing it because Donald Trump has to do what Putin wants because Putin owns him? I mean, what am I missing here? And look at some of these headlines. I mean, these are just crazy. This is from Huffington Post. House GOP impeaches DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas just to help Trump. Politico. As Republicans accuse Mayorkas of grossly mishandling the border, Johnson is actively refusing to consider the Senate's bipartisan deal to ramp up border security. CNN. The border compromise would represent a dramatic change of immigration law on lines many Republicans have long supported. The Mayorkas impeachment effort will have zero practical impact on the crisis at the southern border. New York Times, the headline, Republicans against border enforcement. Rolling Stone, Border Patrol supports strong immigration deal, Republicans don't care. You get this? It's like, Donald Trump doesn't care what's best for America. He cares what's best for Donald Trump, period, full stop. CNN, Trump, who is hoping to make immigration a key plank of his presidential campaign, has suggested on Truth Social that approving additional resources for the border would make Republicans look bad. Really? This is where we've come to? It's incredible. Mike Johnson, our immigration system is broken. Reforming that system is a job for Congress. That was before he talked to Donald Trump. Mike Johnson, the founders of this country warned us against single-party impeachment because they feared it would bitterly and perhaps irreparably divide our country. That was before Mike Johnson talked to Donald Trump. Johnson, I think it's past time to secure the border. That was before he spoke with Donald Trump. I mean, when you look at what's going on here, and then, how Tom Suozzi just played this in the New York 3 race, where he came out and he said, yeah, I'm all in favor of securing the border, but the Republicans won't vote for it. And my Republican opponent, says she wouldn't vote for it because she's going to do whatever Donald Trump wants. And he wins by 8 points in a district that the Republican had won, George Santos had won by 8 points just, a year earlier. I have a feeling, a very, very strong feeling, this is going to devastate Republican candidates as they're going into the election. Now, I could be wrong, and I realize conventional wisdom is that anything you do 9 months before an election doesn't matter to the election because people have short memories and most people aren't even paying attention. Only about 10 to 15% of Americans are even paying attention to politics right now. Most of them, by the way, are listening to Fox News or right-wing hate radio. But I think that more Americans are paying attention than conventional wisdom dictates. And I think it's because this is just such an unusual era where we've got a puppet of a foreign government actively campaigning for president of the United States in order to keep himself out of prison. Can you imagine how Joe Biden would be doing right now if he had been convicted of raping somebody? If he had been convicted of fraud? I mean, they're foaming at the mouth over an alleged $5 million that didn't even exist.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Trump takes home billions while he's in the White House. He took millions of dollars from China. We still don't know what for. He says it was for services rendered. What the hell?
Tell a friend what's on tap.
The issues there's affecting the valley and all
conversation about Chippewa Falls, the Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. The Tap.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart's health. I mean, more than half of the American population would still benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me, which is why I take SuperBeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in SuperBeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews in counting, people are raving about SuperBeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using SuperBeats Heart Chews for almost a decade. Support your heart health with SuperBeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to this one particular website. The only way to get this deal, TomLovesBeats.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Check it out. TomLovesBeats.com for a free one-month supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews and that bag of turmeric chews. 21 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. Roosevelt in Chicago. Hey, Roosevelt, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I wanted to mention African Heritage Month, Black Historical Fact, which is that 59 years ago on this date, Malcolm X was assassinated.
Oh, really? Thank you for that.
Yeah. February 21st, 1965.
Yeah. America lost not only a great and passionate leader for civil rights, but also a genuine intellectual.
Yes, I agree. Now, the other day I was mentioning this, but the commercial came in. And I think it's kind of important that back in 2014, the Obama administration negotiated regulation of nuclear arms production with Russia. And the next administration, after the Obama administration, encouraged Russia not to stick to the agreement, and they began stepping up production. So did China. Now, during the Trump administration, there were five balloons from China that flew over the western part of the United States and focused on that. And during the Biden administration, there were two such balloons.
Mm-hmm.
In June of 2022, the United States Air Force announced that $1.4 trillion would be used to renovate land-based nuclear intercontinental missiles. And these are mostly located, according to Scientific American, December of 2023, in Colorado, Nebraska, Nevada, Montana, and they are in 300 to 400 different silos. Now, since these balloons flew over that area, we know China knows about these.
Presumably.
And
yeah.
We also know Russia knows about these silos also.
Well, they've also got satellites. Now, they can take pictures.
Right. And so the scientists and the nuclear scientists in the military term these land-based silos sacrifice zones. Now, to me, that's scary.
Mm.
If that were ground zero, then the rest of the country would suffer from radiation fallout, basically. But, these are things that I think people should be aware of and try to prepare for if they can.
Yeah, I'm with you, Roosevelt. And the balloons story, thank you for bringing that up. You'll recall during the Biden administration, when the word first came out that a Chinese spy balloon was going over the United States, instantly Republicans came out and said, "We got to politicize this. We got to figure out anything in the news we can use to beat up Joe Biden, to beat up the Biden administration, we're going to use. And so they immediately started going, oh, this wouldn't have happened under Trump. This is, you know, Trump was tough on China, even though Trump took millions of dollars from China for, quote, services rendered, which we never learned what the services were. But they said, oh, this never would have happened under China. And then, you know, about 3 weeks later, word came out that, as you said, five of these balloons had gone over the United States during the Trump administration. And Donald Trump had done absolutely nothing about it because that's Donald Trump. Excellent That's points right. all, Roosevelt. Thank you so much for sharing those. Good to hear from you. Ann in Dutchess County, New York. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Hi. So I was getting new countertops, and I had a couple of people come in to measure and give me quotes. And this one guy, it was obvious he was a MAGA. So he was saying how Donald Trump has been set up by Biden, and that Biden, you know, picked judges that would indict him and, you know, bribe people to be against him and, wow. and you know, Taylor Swift, and they conspired to win the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. I was going on and on and on about this.
Oh,
so I said, oh, I said, okay. So I said, so Biden did that? And he said, yeah. I said, so why is it you think he's senile?
Oh, that's
I said, that
one.
Seems pretty smart to me.
That's a good one.
Needless to say, he didn't get my job.
Yeah, yeah. Good on you, Ann. That's a great story.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling and sharing it. Greg in Casper, Wyoming. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind?
I was wanting to say, you know, if people would vote Trump, Putin, I don't like to combine the names because they really go together and people get a little excited when you say that word. And I would also like to compliment Republicans on their new bipartisan coalition of bigots and big business.
The Russ Publicans, as in Russian Publicans?
Uh-huh.
And Trump Putin. Yeah, you can't quite make that into a, you know, a Trumpkin or something like that, but, you know.
No, you really can't, but it's better than Democrats, you know, or at least it's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a way to turn it around, but I would sure like to see it on national.
Yeah, they have been slurring our party since the 40s, or since the 50s, since 1957, when Joe McCarthy came up with his instruction to never call it the Democratic Party, because that sounds too nice. That sounds Democratic. Call it the Democrat Party, with an emphasis on the rat. And ever since then, you know, Fox News, this is their religion. That's all. They never say Democratic Party. Greg, thank you for the call. That's more nicknames for Republicans. There you go. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your phone calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you don't know. I'll be right back with you.
Tap in. If anyone knows what's on tap, Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today.
We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today.
Online, 93.5.fm.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. President Biden has wiped out student loan balances for about 153,000 borrowers who owe less than $12,000.
While a college degree is still a ticket to a better life, that ticket is too expensive. And too many Americans are still saddled with unsustainable debt in exchange for a college degree.
The president is considering signing an executive order limiting the ability of migrants to claim asylum. ACLU attorney Lee Gelernt says such an order wouldn't pass legal muster.
If the proposal is intended to ban asylum for anybody who enters between ports, that is illegal. That is what the Trump administration tried, and it was struck down by the court.
Some diabetics are still paying more than $35 a month for insulin. The Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt.
Exactly how much help you'll get could depend on the drug itself, on your insurance, how big your deductible is, and in some cases, even on your income.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. He signed new legislative maps into law on Monday. Democratic law firm Elias Law Group asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take up the congressional maps after the court ruled last year that the legislative maps were unconstitutional. The court will have to move fast as the state elections commission says new maps need to be in place by March 15th to take effect this November. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Tuesday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of stars and cloudiness across the area during the overnight. Light winds and lows near the 30-degree mark. Sunshine expected to return Thursday. Highs near 50. Colder Friday, mostly sunny, and will reach the lower 30s. Right now, it's 28.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
So much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. You could see it in the way they walked. You could see it in the way they behave. You could see it in their eyes. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Check this out. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. DrMartyPets.com/THOM. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. 35 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Daniel in Atlanta. Hey, Daniel. What's up?
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
Good.
A couple quick points. I want to talk about Ukraine, but the thing you mentioned earlier with Discover and whoever that other credit card
Capital
company
One.
Is. Capital One, the rich keep getting richer. That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
1983, he talked about Reagan with the antitrust thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that Reagan should have done is he should have made it so pharmaceutical companies cannot advertise on TV.
I agree.
Over 50% of our advertisements on TV are from the pharmaceutical and industrial complex.
Right, and it's illegal in pretty much every other country.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So why can't we do that? It sucks watching football with all these.
Well, we can't do that because the pharmaceutical companies, because five Republicans on the Supreme Court legalized political bribery, the pharmaceutical companies own the GOP and a substantial handful of Democrats.
Yeah, yeah. So Ukraine, I wanted to talk to Charles, too. Charles seemed like a pretty nice guy. I'm a conservative. I'm a veteran. I do not want to send my sons and daughters to fight in any more of these forever wars. Ukraine's going to lose. It is what it is. They can't beat big guys.
I don't think
Russia.
So, Daniel. Certainly they can. They can hold them off.
Well,
and I would never, ever say that a democratic country should just roll over when a dictatorship marches in, particularly the largest country in Europe. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, Charles talked about money in Texas. All this money we're sending could go straight to our citizens in this country to help them out, to help with affordable housing, to help these social welfare programs.
You know, you want money for affordable housing and social welfare programs? How about having your average billionaire in America who's paying 3.4% income taxes pay their fair share? How about the average rich person in America who's only paying Social Security taxes the first $160,000 of their income pay the same as everybody else? We got plenty of money in this country. We are the richest country in the world. We also have 1 in 5 children in America going to bed hungry at least once every year. We've got massive poverty that you don't see in other fully developed countries. And the reason why? Because of conservatives like you, Daniel, because people who are saying, oh, well, we don't need a national health care system. That's socialism. Oh, we don't need to, you know, be taking care of old people with Social Security. That's socialism. I mean, the destruction that has been done to this country, you know, clearly we haven't been bombed as badly as Ukraine, you know, by Russia. You got Russia attacking Ukraine right now. Literally, Putin sending troops in, emptying his prisons of rapists and sending them into villages in Ukraine and saying, rape every woman you can find. I don't care if she's 6 years old, rape them. You know, explicit instructions. We now have this in print. You know, stealing over 100,000 children out of Ukraine and taking them back to Russia and selling them into child trafficking and probably sex trades. I mean, the horrors of this. And then I get calls from conservatives going, screw it. To hell with those people. Just let them die. Are you kidding?
Tom, I have a good point. I use nationalized health care. It's called the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Right, and it's an excellent system. Should be the model for a national system.
It's not.
Of all the systems we have in America, Daniel, when you do surveys of people who use them, whether for-profit health insurance, not-for-profit health insurance, HMOs, PPOs, and veterans services, the Veterans Administration is always rated number one by Americans.
Well, I
you may have a complaint about it, but you know, these little anecdotes are, in my opinion, largely meaningless. But yeah, you're right. You're using socialized medicine.
Let me make this one point. It is cheaper to praise our veterans than it is to take care of them.
Because
we have a homeless veteran issue in this country, and I help work with homeless veterans, and it's pathetic. And
I agree. And then why do Republicans fight efforts to expand care for veterans?
Hey,
why is it that Donald Trump is running around claiming credit for legislation that Barack Obama passed that lets veterans go to nearby services?
Just like you, Halliburton Hartman. Just like you, man. You want the military-industrial complex to...
I don't want the military-industrial complex to anything. I want to protect our allies. Daniel, I'm going to move along now, you can live to fight again another day. We've gone through, what, four topics? I think that's enough. Marilyn in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Gosh, I get so distracted listening.
Well, it says here you're calling about Ukraine and Phil Itner.
Yeah, and I'm in the opposite camp of the guy you just talked to.
Most people are.
Not funding them, and I think I've been emailing my congressman, gosh, sometimes 2-3 times a day, and calling and the senators. It doesn't do any good. I've been doing it for a long time, and just I feel like it falls on deaf ears. But anyway,
it doesn't. It does do good.
Because I listen to you every day.
But keep it up. Keep it up. Keep calling.
I know you're going to say that. Yeah. I just don't believe it. Yeah. Maybe it's where I am and who I'm talking to, because I've got Rick Scott and Vern Buchanan and Marco Rubio here.
I understand.
They don't care what I think.
Well, yeah, at some level they do. I mean, I realize what an uphill battle it is, but that doesn't mean that you stop. The other thing you can do that's even more effective than calling your three Republican representatives is joining the local Democratic Party and showing up every month at their meetings, pitching in, volunteering, making phone calls, signing postcards.
I've considered it. I'm just not well, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of hard.
I get it.
Anyway, that's not what I called because yesterday Phil Itner had an incredible cry. Watch his thing from yesterday. On YouTube. It's the 10th anniversary of the Maidan. Sorry.
It's okay. Did you say it's the 10th anniversary of your daughter?
No, the Maidan.
Oh, of Maidan. Oh, the Maidan Revolution.
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
the Orange Revolution. Is today the 10th anniversary, or is it this year?
No, the Maidan is separate from the Orange Revolution.
Oh, it is? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not that well informed. I'm sorry.
The Maidan is where 100 people were killed.
Oh, that was during Yanukovych's reign?
The one they kicked out and because he wanted to get closer to Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I get the names confused.
Yeah.
Also, the best place to hear information is Ukraine Latest.
Okay.
It's a Telegraph. It's a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They are fantastic.
Ukraine Latest. Okay. I'll have to
Ukraine
check it out.
Colon the Latest.
I see. Okay.
And they give you so much detail about what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the places and how many missiles and
right.
Which towns were struck and the equipment that's going there. And they're Brits. And just two of them are former tankies. And the British tanks that they sent over there, the new ones, the newest models, actually have a place in them where you can brew tea.
Yeah, I saw that story. It's... It's very British, isn't it? Marilyn, I got to run, but, you know,
okay.
Keep up the good work. And
thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Good talking to you. It's 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Just hours ago, Ukraine shot down their seventh Russian fighter jet in a week. They're doing good.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping into the station talking about your hometown. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their websites, like this one from Hallie. Quote, honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets, end quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and that promo code to get up to 35% off is TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Kirby in Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, Kirby, what's up?
Tom, I'm this New York City civil tax fraud conviction against Trump.
Oh, that's the state you're talking. Arthur Engoron. Yeah. The city one is coming from Alvin Bragg.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was the tax fraud, whatever it was. He, of course, continues to play the victim.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm being picked on, and they're out to get me. Political persecution, but is it not true that in a way they handled him with kid gloves?
Oh, yeah.
Because could this not have been a criminal conviction?
It could have been. I'm not certain if the statute of limitations has expired on the criminal side. I mean, that would be the one fly in that ointment, but yeah, I mean, what he did, people go to prison for all the time. If you lie on I've never in my life lied on a bank application, on a loan application. I would just be afraid to do it, you know, beyond the fact that I think I'm basically honest. But, you know, Trump lied on every single one of his loan applications, and he lied to the tax authorities, and he lied to the insurance companies. And that's not how you do business in America. And he needs to be held to account for it. And apparently is being held to account for it.
Yeah, it is so monumental that...
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, you know, inflating the value of your properties by threefold, or in some cases, much more than that. I mean, it's just wrong. Kirby, thank you. Thanks for the call. Peter in Seattle. Hey, Peter, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Okay, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
Now, apparently the latest thing that happened is that Biden referenced Trump's comments about losers and suckers, mm-hmm. and condemned him for it.
Right.
And what that does is, first of all, it kind of puts the spotlight back on Trump. They're talking about him. And then now, of course, the conservatives, including Trump, are just saying flatly that never occurred. And then they can just say, oh, well, that just goes to show that Biden is a liar.
And well, it was one of our generals who told, wasn't it Milley who told that story? It was one,
yes,
it was one of the generals who was with
high
Trump.
Up official who says,
It was one of the generals who was with Trump when it happened. I mean, this is a first-person story. This is not a rumor.
Yes, that's correct. But then Trump is saying he's just making stuff up. And then, I know it's not just a rumor.
Well, Trump is
because,
a liar.
There's,
I mean, we know that Trump is
a liar.
Well,
yes, of course. Well, obviously. So. But you see, here's my point, though, that if that's like playing Trump's game, Biden should be talking about himself and his accomplishments.
Oh, I think
and
he does.
Not getting into the not getting stuck on, you know, Trump's flypaper, and then they just turn it around and say he's the liar.
I get what you're saying. I think he can do both. I mean, you know, a well-formed message has both, you know, moving toward pleasure and moving away from pain. It has why I'm good and why that guy is bad. You know, it's all inclusive. So your point is well taken, Peter. Thank you very much. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great job on debating that guy, Daniel, whoever it was. Confuse him with facts.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was going to get to is I watched a documentary the other night. Sean Penn put it out. It's called Superpower. And he did this documentary. I don't know if you heard of it or watched it before. I recommend it to everybody that's confused about what really happened over in Ukraine. He started the documentary, I think, 3 days. He was over there with Zelensky. Mm-hmm. And it was like 3 days before the Russians attacked. And he'd been back over there several times, 5 or 6 times, I believe. And it's really informative on, you know, what really happened over there.
Where is this documentary available, Tom?
I'm not sure. I just happened to catch it. I actually recorded it on Showtime. But it's been out. I think it came out last year.
What's the title?
Superpower.
Superpower. Okay.
Yeah. Sean Penn. It's really excellent. Informative thing on, you know, what's really going on over there, how it occurred, really.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for that, Tom. I'll have to check it out. Maybe we can even get Sean Penn on the program to talk about it. Yeah. Sean's making a note, so that would be fun.
Right.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that. Jim in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Talking about Ukraine, what really makes me mad about it is it seems like when we support a country in these wars, we tiptoe around. If we had provided them with air support, F-16s and Apache helicopters and A-10 Thunderbolts, that war would have already been over with.
I agree.
We would have destroyed Russia's junky army, sent them back into Russia, and they'd have never thought about invading Ukraine again. But instead, we just got to keep pouring money into
That's the bad news. The good news is the amount of money that we're pouring in is relatively small compared to our defense budget. We're talking $60 billion out of a $1 trillion defense budget. So it's basically, you know, the money that's left in the couch. We're getting is the destruction of the Russian military. So, you know, it's a pretty good deal. Jim, I got to run. I'm sorry. We're out of time. I look forward to future conversations with you, though. Thank you for calling. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. You can do it. You really can. Show up at your local Democratic Party meeting, or Republican Party for that matter, if you want to have some real fun. Anyhow, have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.